Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody. We have some lovely young ladies. They're passing out some great pieces of construction paper. We want to give you a little bit of an experience of what happened in Belize. So as you're going to, this is some crafts that the kids made while we were down in Belize. So these are straight from the kids at Orange Walk Baptist Church. So these are prayer requests that they put on these papers. And we thought you might find it interesting to read some of those sweet, sweet cards. Welcome to College Park Baptist Church. A few announcements we'll make as we get started this morning. First, we'd like to find out who is in worship today. We ask that members and guests, there's a pew pad on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests, take that, write your name down, contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask the last person, once you're done, send it back to where it got started. And we ask that first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. If there are any left, Sarah, we've got some people up in the, couple up in the balcony. Are there any left? Okay. She is helpful. All right. Other announcements I'll draw your attention to today. There is no children's time. Because of the service is a little bit different, there will be no children's time. This afternoon, there are no afternoon events for the youth, for anybody, except the Forsyth Jail Ministry volunteer training is today. That'll be at Renolda Prez from 2:30 until 4. And if you're interested in working in that ministry, today is the training day, and you're invited to bring your driver's license as well for that training. Cameron, come on up. While Cameron's coming, Dylan Rollins is one. He just recently graduated from college. He is working with Crew up at Cambridge, Massachusetts. Been doing that this last year. Many of you prayed and supported him financially. He's going to be here this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in Smith Hall. We invite you to come and hear his story of this past year. He's also in the process of collecting additional funds to go back to Cambridge. And that will be a fun night this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in Smith Hall. He's almost halfway to his goal, and he'd like to get to that by the end of July. Let's see, Cameron.
Good morning. So I have a couple of announcements for you. First, this Saturday, we're going to have a golf tournament at Long Creek. And so you can sign up for that either by emailing me at recreation@collegepark or online. Also, this Wednesday night after our church conference and our dinner, we're going to have Stay and Play again, and it's going to be bingo night this time. So it's going to be in Smith Hall right after, so I hope that all of y'all come and play bingo. Thanks.
Bingo. That'll be a fun night. Now, some of you came this past Wednesday to our foot fellowship. It was not a dance, because in Baptist churches, we don't do that. We have foot fellowship, however you call that. So some of you even taught some of the dance. Miss Krista, I was very impressed that you knew the Cupid Shuffle. Did anybody know that about Krista? Does anybody know what the Cupid Shuffle is? It's a dance. Some of you, okay. Miss Becky, she taught us about the electric slide. She did very, y'all, we have some people that like to fellowship with their feet. I was very, very impressed. Then we got bingo this week. We hope that you come. That Stay and Play has been a fun time together, and we look forward to continuing that in the next few weeks. Let's see. Any other? Preschool day camp continues this week. A couple weeks where we headed up to West Virginia. They're putting together a team. Terry Leffler, John Caldwell, and others are putting together a work team to head up to West Virginia. You can see those guys for the details. Let's see. Mary, come on.
We have a need. We are in need of some individuals, some couples, some groups of friends, some however you want to align yourself. Maybe that sounds bad, align yourselves. But I need some people who are willing to come together and say, I would be willing to do a Wednesday night dinner. And what we're looking for is a few groups or a few couples or families or something who would be willing to take a night every now and then. The more groups we have, the less frequently you have to do it. And to come and to help us make Wednesday night dinner possible. Now, I trust that most of you feel like I do, and there is great, great value in all of the generations of our church coming together and being in Smith Hall and loving on one another, and fellowshipping together with food. And we want to make sure that we can continue that, but in order to do that, we need people. So if you are willing to say, hey, I could every so often do a night, me and my buddy here will take over the night and find a team to kind of help us, we would love to do that. If you can get up with me, I would appreciate that. Like I said, the more people who say, okay, I could do it every so often, the less frequently we will need you to do it. Anyway, it's math. Anyway, we would love to have you and love to see that continue and work out on Wednesday nights. Thank you so much.
Okay. Other things are listed there in your bulletin. Make note of that. We do want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. You gave us your information on the pew pad a moment ago, and we thank you for that. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are, and the ushers are going to come back down the aisles now, and they're going to give you a packet of information. Inside this packet is a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church, also a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation, and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. Our Believe's mission team is here today. They will be sharing with you in just a few moments their experiences from Belize. Many of them are funny experiences, and most of them are poignant, important messages straight from the throne of grace. I am challenged and thankful that this morning, at this moment, our friends at Orange Walk Baptist Church are worshiping together. Countless believers in Christ around the world who call on the name of Jesus are worshiping this day. This is not something we have to do by ourselves. In fact, it's not what God intended for us to do by ourselves. We need one another. And I, for one, am thankful for the people of College Park that I get to worship with each week. Let us prepare for worship. Will you pray with me? Great is the Lord. That is what we sing this morning. God, thank you that you reign. Thank you that you have not abandoned us. That you loved us so much that you sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins. And that truth echoes around the world this morning. Thank you for those that we join in voice and heart and soul, worshiping you this day. We invite you into this place, and we pray that you would seek out those places in our life that we most need you, and give us the courage to change. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house and to worship together. Father, we know it truly is a privilege to assemble ourselves and unite our hearts and our spirit as we offer praise and worship to you. And even as we come together as the body, we know that there are some that are missing from our physical presence because they have issues that they're dealing with in their life in terms of health and family, and many are away on vacations and taking an opportunity to spend time with family away from this place. But Father, for those who are suffering, those who have experienced loss during the course of this week, we offer our love and our support and our prayers up for them, that your Spirit would do as it does and comfort and offer peace and strength for those who are experiencing trials. Father, we know that there are many who do not know you, even here in our own community. And we often say amongst ourselves, I wonder how people deal with strife and trials when they don't have you, Father. And that serves to challenge us over and over again to let people know about the joy that comes from serving a risen Savior. And so we pray that as we worship together and as we learn together, that it would be a time that would teach us and that would encourage and challenge us so that when we leave from this place, that we will be the lighthouse that you want for us to be, that we will be salt that would give flavor, that would give preservation, would give all those things that salt does, Father, that would give an opportunity for others to see Christ in our own lives so that they would be drawn to you as your Spirit draws them. Father, we pray now as we continue in a time of worship that you would bless this time, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day. As you guys are going to hear in just a little bit, we recently had an opportunity to go to Belize, and something that really touched me while we were in Belize was what we have and what the Lord has provided for us. So my prayer of thanksgiving for this week is thanking the Lord really for all that he's done for us. If you pray with me. Lord, we thank you for all that you are, for all that you allow us to be, for all that you've given us. Lord, as we go to other places and we see you in action there, and we come back to our church and we see all that there is here, we thank you. We thank you for all the people that you've put in place to be here with us and show us your way. We thank you for all that you've given and all that you will give. We know it's because of you and your Son that we are here and we are allowed to praise you and fellowship with each other. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
There are a lot of pluses, a lot of positives in what I get to do as a job. It sounds exotic, going to Belize. It sounds like you stay in nice places with running water and working bathroom facilities. Well, that's not true. We went to Belize and God got a hold of us in ways that we were not prepared. And you're about to hear stories of how God takes the things that we expect that we need and shows us we don't. You will see young people who talk about ways that they were challenged and how they exceeded the challenge through the strength that only God gives. We had the opportunity to go to Orange Walk Town in Orange Walk, Belize, and we were at Orange Walk Baptist Church. We spent the week there doing a variety of work, from concrete construction to vacation Bible school to leading of some of the services. It was an incredible week, and I was very proud of our team and all that they accomplished. Orange Walk Baptist, they don't worship in the way that we do. There was a very similar sanctuary, a smaller sanctuary, but a similar one. And the first morning that we were there, we had opportunity to, they have Sunday school on Sunday mornings, and their worship is at night. So we went to, the whole church came to Sunday school in the sanctuary. And they would start with some singing, and one of the songs that they taught us, we're going to teach to you. Now, this song is called, "Did Anybody Tell You I Love You Today?" Okay, I've got Morgan and Anna are here. They're going to come and sing the song with you, or sing it for you. Then the team is going to come up, and we're all going to sing it to you. And then you're going to stand up, and we're going to sing it. But when everybody stands up, one of the things that, does anybody struggle to sing and clap at the same time? Does anybody struggle to do that? I understand. Well, we're going to sing and hug at the same time, okay? So we'll be singing the song and hugging. But first, Anna and Morgan are going to sing. It's very simple. Come on, girls. Y'all come. You got to get up close.
Okay, Jeff.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Put me on your list. Put me on you first.
I love you today. All right.
Yeah, it works.
All right, very simple. All right, mission team. Y'all come on up. Belize team, come on. I know you're excited. Come on. Come on. Y'all got to sing it loud. Down there. They're going to sing for you. Ready? Smile as you sing.
Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Put me on your list. Let me be the first. I love you today.
You think you got it? Kind of? Well, let's stand up, and we're going to hug each other as we sing. Ready? Y'all go.
Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Put me on your list. Let me be the first. I love you today. Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Did anybody tell you I love you today? Put me on your list. Let me be the first. I love you today.
Okay. Yay! have had that song in our head since June the 19th, 20th, when we sang it. And the youth loved it, and I hope that you will. You need to share that with somebody at lunch. Share that with your waiter or waitress. Let me know how that goes. We want to give opportunity to some of the team members to come and to share a little bit about what they experienced. Some of them spoke in the 9 o'clock, but we want to call several of them up now, and we'll start with Wiltson. Wiltson.
Good morning, everybody. First, I want to say thank you to the church, and I want to say thank you to Jeff for making this all possible. I want to say thanks to my family and all the chaperones who went, and I want to say thanks to the church for praying for us while we were there and the financial support y'all gave us. So before we went on this trip, Jeff said we had to be really flexible. And when we got there, we were supposed to stay in a school there, and we actually stayed in a compound. And it was like a concrete building. And so the first night we were there, these kids, or it might have been the second night, but these kids like came in and put their hands through like the windows there. And so we went out to like play with the kids and stuff. And also, I met some dogs there that I liked. Dakota and Tiffany named the other one Reed. And the dogs, there were so many dogs in Belize. Like, they would just, like, walk around the street, and, like, they were, like, abused and stuff because, like, people would throw rocks at them if they didn't listen and stuff. So it was kind of sad, but it was, like, pretty life-changing, the whole experience. And now I'm more appreciative of my stuff. Because down there, like, the houses and stuff, it was all, like, poverty. So that's about it.
Hello, I'm Harrison Andrews. This mission trip really impacted me, my fellow teammates, and the locals in Belize in many different ways. It taught me to expect the unexpected, just like when my computer went crazy back there. We did many different activities down in Orange Walk. I'd like to talk about our vacation Bible school first. From 2 to 4 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we held a vacation Bible school for the local children in the church area. By Wednesday, it turned into a local gathering. There was kids from everywhere around it. We brought kids with us on our bus from a few miles away. We stayed in a village called Palmar. And I truly believe that we changed these kids' lives for the better. We taught them Bible stories, did crafts with them, played games, and sang songs. Most importantly, we showed them that we love them and that God loves them. We taught them the fruit of the Spirit. That was our theme for the week. It comes from Galatians 5:22-23, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." This is our basis for our vacation Bible school. We also helped the church with their construction project. We had to raise their fellowship room floor by a few inches so it wouldn't flood when the rainy season was happening. We had to move a lot of sand and gravel and then mix it together with the concrete mix and water the Belizean way. I never thought I would have as much fun as I did. But I loved it, and I would love to go back and do it again. To accomplish raising the floor, we all had to work together as one team, and everyone worked their hardest to accomplish this task. We even had to take mandatory breaks because everyone wanted to work their hardest. To prepare for our trip, we had to read the book of Romans. Reading this helped me prepare to minister to the people in Belize. Some of the verses that I read that impacted me the most were Romans 10:9-10. It says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." I probably read this verse many times before I left, and I reminded myself of this verse the entire time while we were in Belize. I would also like to thank everyone who supported us both in prayers and in finances. We could not have made such a positive impact in Belize without you. This was an incredible trip that changed me forever, and I would like to go back sometime. Thank you.
Good morning. First off, I would like to thank everybody who helped us out financially and prayed for us while we were there and before we left. So when I got back, one of the first questions my mom asked me was, well, where did you see God and your whole week you were in Belize? And for me, it was in just the people there, and then like seeing how fortunate we are compared to how fortunate they are. So I guess I'll start with the kids. We showed up after a few hour long bus ride to the Clínica de Familia, which is where we stayed. And we probably were not there an hour. And there we met some of the local kids, and we just grew in our relationship with them that whole week. And I made some really good friends while we were there. But these kids, seeing how much hope they have for what little they have around them is amazing. My little buddy Joshua that I met there, well, he was an amazing kid, but Joshua, when he grows up, he wants to be an astronaut. And the thing that really got me was seeing, like, he wanted to be an astronaut. But there, a lot of the kids have to drop out of school, like, in the eighth grade, because their families cannot afford to pay for school. Another thing that I would like to touch on that I noticed a little bit after I got back is that Orange Walk Baptist Church exemplifies being unified through fellowship and faith. We walked into Orange Walk Baptist Church, and almost instantly I could tell how close everybody there was. They also exemplify unwavering hope, as I mentioned earlier. No matter what circumstances those people were in, and they all had hope that everything was going to be okay because God was with them. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anna Bonifay, for those who don't know me. First off, I'd like to say, can you believe we went to Belize? And then, I want to talk about the church. That church changed my perspective on things. Because as soon as we walked in, it was like, they loved us already. And then, the service on Sunday night, there was a dance contest that I participated in. And the person I went against was named Derek. And after that night, I realized that they are a family. That they accept you for who you are, and they show love no matter what. And the woman that really changed me there was Carolyn Acosta. And she was associate pastor, and she just opened up to us and was loving, made a few jokes about us, but it was all right. And the church was a community. It was the definition of a family. And I realized it doesn't matter where you are. We all are brothers and sisters of Christ, and we proved it, I guess. And I have one verse, and it says, it's 1 Corinthians 13:13, and these three remain: faith, hope, and love. And the grace of these is love. And we had faith. We all had hope. But they showed love, and we showed love, and it was amazing. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Sarah, and this was the biggest blessing that I could ever imagine. I loved going to Belize because I got a lot closer with my youth group specifically, but with my dad going, I got a lot closer with him, and I was just really happy that he could go with me because that was just, I don't know, it was just great. I'd like to thank my prayer partners. I'd like to thank Mr. Jim and Miss Leanne because they gave me continuous support and they never gave up on me and they always prayed for me. And Mr. Ken and Miss Anita Hatchett for all the support that they gave me. I wouldn't have wanted anything different on that trip because what we had on that trip is what made the trip and the experience what it was. If we would have had better living conditions than we had, we wouldn't have experienced what Belize is. We wouldn't have experienced how close we got, how much we really have here. Where we stayed, it was not what we expected. The bathroom situation, that was just rough. But at night, we had no electronics whatsoever. We only had cameras, but that was it. So at night, we would all go sit on one side of the room in circles and just talk and laugh and talk about the day and how much fun it was. I remember Melanie, she started Little Sally Walker, if you know what that is. We just all started doing it, and then the little kids heard us outside. So we ended up going outside and playing with them, and they just loved it. I made a new best friend while I was in Belize, and it made me really sad to leave her. And I remember on the last night in the church, I was holding her. She asked me, "Why are you crying?" And it just took me a minute because she didn't realize that this was the last time that I was going to be able to see her. And she was just smiling, and all the little girls, they were just like, "Stop crying, it's okay." But I was crying because I was happy. I was crying because I was going to miss them, but I was crying because I had made a relationship and I would never forget it. Even though they're not with me now, they are with me. So I just want to thank the whole church for praying for me and giving me continuous support on this whole entire trip.
Hey folks, my name is Michael Groover. I'm Sarah's dad, and just for the record, so everybody knows, having you along on the trip was just kind of, yeah, for me too. Whatever. I want to give you guys a different perspective. You know, the kids have been up, if any of you guys were at the 9 o'clock service and listened to what the kids said there and what the guys said here and the girls, it's kind of a different perspective to stand in the background and watch this at work, watch the kids at work, and watch God at work. You've heard when we got there, things didn't go the way they were supposed to go. And you know, that's life. Jeff told us to be flexible, and by God, he meant it. The conditions weren't anything that I don't think any of us would really want to be put in voluntarily, although we did. They took it in stride. They made the best of the situation. I think at times us adults and chaperones were a touch more stressed than they were, if that says anything about these kids. When we left the compound, it's what we call the building we stayed in. When we left the compound and we made it to the church that we were going to be doing vacation Bible school at, there was a slight separation. You know, there's that weird, there's them and then there's us, and we don't know them and they don't know us situation for just 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden it became the kids. It was all the kids. It was the native kids. It was the kids that we brought with us. It was the chaperones. It was the adults in the church. We became one huge family almost instantly. Standing back watching that, you could see that Mary asked Christian, what's your shining moment? Where's the God moment? Standing back and watching that, that was the God moment. It was watching the kids go from ours and theirs to being this big family. It was God at work, it truly was. Every day that we were there, it just got better. It got better with us. It got better, our group, just within ourselves, the bonding we were able to do while we were there. It got better when we went to the church, and more and more and more of the native, the local people came out, and there were no the new kids and the kids that we know. It's just one big, huge family in Christ. The most touching moment in Belize for me, that was it. It was watching the kids that we took with us on these airplanes and flew for thousands of miles become one with the group that was at home. And we all had a home there. We were adopted by that family and we adopted them. So that was the God moment in Belize for me. And that was really great. And we thank all y'all for all you did to get us there. We felt your prayers every day. Every day, every critter that walked by, every problem there was with the plumbing, the prayers came in and lifted us up. So we thank all of y'all for every prayer, for all the support, whatever kind of support it was. We felt it, and we appreciate you guys, and we're thankful to be part of College Park. So thank you guys.
First off, I want to say thank you for everything, all the support that we got, all the prayer requests. It was a really great trip. I didn't really know what to expect going into it. My sister had gone to Jamaica, so she was like, don't expect much. And I didn't really, I guess, but I guess I need to expect even less because everything, like all the chicken we ate, all the like bugs crawling around, and I tell you, I put so much bug spray on because I did not want to get eaten alive. But it was a really great experience. The thing that really touched me most was the kids that I met there. Whenever we got there for VBS, we taught them the fruit of the spirit, and at first they were like, what did they bring to us? Like, what is this song? And like, we taught them all the different fruits and that, like, that wasn't an important part of being the fruit of the Spirit. And a few things that the kids taught me from the fruit of the Spirit, one of them was love. The kids showed me love by forming a strong and loving bond with me and not caring what I looked like, I smelled like, how much money I had. Like, when I was around them, I didn't feel like I had to be someone else. They really made me feel special and that, like, they didn't really care, and they loved on me, and we loved on them, and it was a really great bond. The kids also showed me joy. They had pure joy, and like they learned to love life, even with having so little. When I came home, I realized some of the things I thought I couldn't live without, like they have never seen yet alone, seen in their life, or had, or even touched, so it, like, made me realize that I didn't need to live a materialistic life. I didn't need all my stuff to be happy. I learned patience also, and having to adapt to a totally different environment. It was kind of hard at first, but then it got easier as the week went on because you didn't focus on it as much. You were focused on the kids and like shining God's light through you. It also made me forget my worries after a while. And overall, I think the trip was a success. There were a few times that it was like, oh gosh, like I just want to have a nice hot shower and some burgers and pizza, but the trip really changed me. And If I could do it one day again, I'd hope I could go back and see them and hug on them. But thank you.
Hi, my name is Matthew, and first I'd just like to thank this entire congregation for supporting our team, and even more specifically for supporting me through the entire process. And so what I took away most from Belize was probably the relationships between the kids we met and the community surrounding them. And so for the most part, there weren't really any parents around whenever we saw the kids. And when they came to play with us where we were staying. And then coming from my background, that's kind of a big shock to me, like always having my mom and dad there. And especially being that there were kids that were like 2 and 5 there that would come to us without parents. And so, but from where there was a lack of parents, the community and their siblings really filled that in. It was kind of like what Anna and Michael talked about earlier, is that the community as a whole came together. And they always looked out for one another, even though they may not have been related. And that's something I feel like we don't see a lot here at home, because everybody's kind of like doing their own thing. But there, they all just cared for each other. And it didn't seem to matter what their age, gender, or occupation, or how much wealth. They all just kind of stuck together and took care of one another. And I felt this as God saying to me, that it was kind of like Raymond talked about last week, is that it doesn't really matter who your neighbor is, that I should be showing everyone around me the love of Christ, just like the people in Belize did. And whether they knew that's what they were doing or not, whether they knew they were showing Christ's love, they were glad to do it. Thank you.
I need a couple of you guys. Can y'all pull out the banner? The last night we were there, it was an incredible week. Orange Walk Baptist Church did an awesome job. I'll pull it over here in the center. And we had done Vacation Bible School 3 of the days we were there. And the first moment we started VBS, there were 5 kids. And there was 19 of us, so we outnumbered the kids for VBS. By the third day, we had over 75 children at VBS. And so it was an incredible experience. Some of those came with us from Palmar, where we were staying about 5 miles away. And so the youth did an incredible job of building those relationships with the kids. And so the last day we were there and we did VBS late in the afternoon. We were done, and the ladies there in the church said, y'all go eat. It's time for y'all to eat dinner, because we had a service at 7 o'clock, a going-away service. And so they rushed us out of the sanctuary very quickly. I didn't know what was going on. Why are we moving fast? Well, it turns out they wanted to do something special in the 7 o'clock service for us. They made this banner that you see in front of you. And it said, thank you, College Park Baptist Church, and it's got all of our names on it. That was them showing, are y'all turning around? Y'all need to see it. Can y'all come up here and let the choir, the choir's always left out of everything. Slide that way so they can see it. Can y'all see it? No. Oh. It looks a lot better. It does look better. So do I. All right, good job. They were loving, and they took great care of us. We are thankful for them and for what God did through them. You've heard, good job, ladies. Y'all can go put it back. Thank you so much. We know that we didn't have a lot of time to share. There's so many stories that I could share, the team could share. And we have a slideshow that we want to show you on Harrison's MacBook Air that you got to see a little earlier. That gives you just a glimpse. And I know that it's going to be hard. In here, it's kind of hard to see these things. We're going to put it up on our website so you can see it better. But this is our slideshow for all the things we experienced in Belize.
Yeah.
we are thankful for you and the opportunity that you gave to this team to go and to experience the things that they did. But it's not just for them, it's for us. Where you are, that is where love needs to be expressed. Where you are, to the people that are around you. We learned it time and time again in Belize. And the challenge is, what will you do with that information? What will you do where you are? In a corporate office, in a public school classroom, at a restaurant with a waiter or a waitress. Our world needs the love of Christ. We're going to sing hymn number 401. And we invite you to whatever God's leading in your heart to do, to a commitment to make, if you've been challenged. We invite you to pray where you are, to come down front, to speak with someone about that. These young people have challenged me. I know that you have been challenged. God is good, and he wants people who share his love everywhere we go. For our church to break out, break outside of these walls and to touch lives. That's our prayer. Will you stand and sing with us?